I contend no first-year quarterback in the history of the league has been dropped into a better spot for success than J.J. McCarthy. Now, what's going to be different from Sam Darnold is this team's going to run the ball a lot more than they have the past 3 years under Kevin O'Connell. They beefed up these offensive line with run-blocking personnel, and they added Jordan Mason, who's going to get the short yardage carries. Jordan Mason is one of my favorite bets to lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. He's sitting on 10, 12, 14 rushing touchdowns as a real possibility for Jordan Mason as the designated goal line back in a high-functioning offense. Then why do we care about designated goal line backs in high-functioning offenses? Here's why. Last year, your touchdown leader was James Cook. The previous year had two.
Woo! What a long shot that would be. That was an interesting nugget from our guy, Charch. It was an interesting appearance from Charch. Sam, there was a lot that was going on throughout that entire conversation. But yeah, Mason right now, 55-1, rushing touchdown leader. He's right about James Cook. And that's funny because we were just talking about the Bills. It was actually a three-way tie for the rushing touchdown leader. He may have been talking about overall touchdowns. Henry, Cook, Jahmyr Gibbs, each of them have 16 rushing touchdowns last year. High-powered offenses. The thing with Cook is, yeah, he had 16 this past season. The year before, he had two. So I actually keep going back to that. Like, is there going to be regression on Cook? Because they decided to post that number at 8.5 for this season.
You know who's not going to lead the league in rushing touchdowns? Frank Gore Sr.
No, I think he will. Is he with us? Or Junior? Junior was cut.
Yes, but I thought you thought that that was real Frank Gore, not baby Frank Gore.
It is Frank Gore.
No, Junior. It's the old man is not playing football.
He's still playing. No, he's not. Yes, he
Paul,
is.
Paul, can you clean this up for us, please? I think Joe was actually convinced that Frank Gore Sr. was the guy being cut and then re-signed by the Bills.
I appreciate that he's sticking to the bit and doubling down and tripling down. He was definitely serious about Frank Gore Sr. being like on the Bills practice squad during the break.
He was on the Bills. He was on the Bills in 2019.
In 2019. Yep. Yes. Yeah, Wikipedia tells me he's an advisor to the Niners these days.
So we did the math. It's very funny. Joe goes, wait a minute. How old's Frank Gore Jr.? So we looked that up, and he's 23. And then Joe said, he's a U baby. he was born because Frank Gore Sr. was a Miami running back from 01 to 04. Frank Gore Jr., born March 13th, 2002.
02 in March? Okay, so he was conceived before September. Injury?
Okay, before the ACL.
Right, before the injury we all remember. Right, watching that game. Was that the championship when that happened? I want to say
no, that
yes.
was Willis McGahee. Joe, God.
See, I'm all messed up, man. Well, how many injuries did Frank Gore have? What was his one? Didn't he have a –
He had an ACL, but that was spring practice. I don't think that hit the ESPN highlights for like a week at a time.
Oh, you're right. He had him in back-to-back years.
Gore tore his ACL during spring practice in 2002.
Okay, spring, and Frank Gore Jr. was born in September?
March so. Of 23.
Oh, interesting time.
It's right around
recovery.
There.
Yeah. During the recovery? Yeah.
I want to go somewhere, but I also don't, so let's not.
Yeah,
it's for the best.
Let's not.
Okay. All right.
So Frank Gore Jr. in and out with the Bills. Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he won't.
Gotcha. In and out. Listen, we are live on X this hour, including this segment. This is a Bet Sweats. You can find us on X, bet_sweat, Sam at SP Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. We'll talk to Mike Shope a little bit more about the Bills coming up at the top of the hour in about 15 minutes. There was some NFL news that went down yesterday that we have failed to address so far. And when one came out, I was kind of mad at myself. Not because I think it's going to decide a Chiefs bet, because in the Beat the Books that I recorded yesterday, I'm like, whoa, look at the Chiefs. Full arsenal of weapons on the outside for Patrick Mahomes. In addition to some of the other changes, it looks like everybody's going to be out there. And then we find out yesterday, oh, wait, yeah, they're going to accept the 6-game suspension. Rashee Rice will not be there for the first 6 games of the year for Kansas City. You may remember over the summer in Dallas, he got in big trouble. People got hurt. He was drag racing a Lamborghini, doing stupid stuff. So Rice is not going to be out there for the first 6 games. Last year, he played just about a month before getting injured. Great rookie year. We go back a couple of years ago, but Rice is going to be unavailable once again for Kansas City to start the season.
You know how we reacted to that news yesterday? We're sitting on the set taping Bear Bets. Mm-hmm. We're all betting Travis Kelce touchdowns over. We just decided, like, this is the move. Now, he only had 3 last season. Only right. had 3. But if you go to the previous 5 years, 5, 12, 9, 11, 5. What's more important, last year or the last 6 years? The number is only 4.5. But if Rice isn't there for the first 6 games, you're going to have opportunities for Kelce. I don't know what I'm missing here. And, you know, if he gets hurt, so be it. But 4.5 touchdowns on Kelce seems insanely disrespectful. Now, they're going to make you pay the price. It's $1.40. I think Jeff laid $1.40. We were looking at a couple other places that were $1.50, $1.60. I mean, talk me out of Kelce to catch 5 touchdowns this year.
I liked it before the Rice news. So, yeah, just to get to that number 5, I would believe in the larger sample. Even though he's getting older and you see that slide in players' careers around this time, everybody believes, okay, it's going to be his last season. And Mahomes is going to want to feed his guy, Travis Kelce, in these spots. It was shocking that he was limited to so few, only 3 touchdowns all of last regular season. Remember, the narrative was, well, he's done, or he's just kind of coasting through the regular season, waiting for the playoffs. I mean, you can make the argument that that was somewhat true, but just to add 2 more to get to 5 when he had 133 targets last year, that didn't change. He's still going to get 100-plus targets, you would think. So, yeah, I like that. I think it was a good bet with Rice on the field, and now he's going to be missing 6 games. That makes a lot of sense. Man, that's a really good bet.
I think it is. It's expensive. I don't think you and I are excited about lining up a bunch of bets at minus 140, but I think that's a great point about the targets, because it's easy to look at the touchdown decline. Last 3 mm-hmm. years, 12-5-3. 12-5-3 in chronological order. But the targets, 152, 121, 133. He's going to get over 100 targets again, assuming he stays on the field. I know there's some people that think he's going to be on the Gronk plan, and you just got to keep him upright, keep him healthy, and use him in the playoffs. He's not 50. He's 36. He's not that old. He's actually 35. He turns 36 in October. People talk about him like he's 50 years old.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. He's breaking it. That might be an alt number, honestly. If you want to take a look at it at some plus money prices, I think that's an amazing bet. I really like it. We didn't talk about the Saints announcing their QB1. It's sort of a surprise, but if you watch the preseason, not really. The assumption for a long time was it's going to be Tyler Shuck. Why not? You use a 40th draft pick. They're probably going to be bad again. They're going to have a very high pick. They might go back to that well and go QB next season with a top 5, top 3, maybe the number 1 overall selection, right? They don't go with the rookie. Shuck struggled. And they said, let's go Spencer Rattler. Played in 7 games last year, lost them all, had more interceptions than touchdowns. Sam, my first reaction was this decision of Rattler. Are they playing the guy that won the quarterback camp battle, or are they playing the guy more likely to lead them to more losses?
It's a fair question. They also made an interesting move. They cut Jay Kaner. So they only, according to our lads, they only have 2 quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
Right. But you would think a team with no quarterback should have multiple quarterbacks to at least, you know, keep the room fresh and maybe have these guys push each other. Nope. It's just Rattler and Shook. You know, everybody is in this holding pattern with Arch. I think it's obvious New Orleans and Cleveland are atrocious this year, and they're not going to win a lot of football games. But most years, you have that clear-cut number one guy that's going to come out of college and go number one overall. Arch might go back, Joe. I mean, there's no guarantee. And if you're the Manning family, I know Arch is from New Orleans. I'm well aware of that. Do you really want to play there? Do you want to be a Saint? Do you want to be a Brown? If that's the 1-2 combo and Arch has the ability to either go back to Texas, get paid to play, essentially, right? I mean, he's making a lot of money at Texas. Or do you go to Cleveland or New Orleans?
I know. I'm entering this year thinking that he is going to go back to school. However, I actually think if the Saints get the number one pick, that means he's more likely to go to the NFL just because of Grandpa. And you have that Manning storyline too. They're the first family of the NFL. And then he can be the quarterback where Grandpa was and where he's a legend. And we have an offensive-minded coach that maybe they trust now. I don't know. Like, that would be an amazing storyline. Mike Schoep, WGR, joins us next. We'll find out about the Bills and what bets to place on the BetMGM Network.